is the Writer's Almanac for Friday, July 19th, 2013. The Seneca Falls Convention, the first convention for women's rights, began on this date in 1848. It was organized by Elizabeth Cady Stanton and her friend Lucretia Mott. They had been getting together frequently to talk about the abuses they suffered as women, and they finally decided to have a public meeting to discuss the status of women in society. Stanton used the Declaration of Independence as her model and drafted what she called a Declaration of Sentiments calling for religious, economical, and political equality for women. And Elizabeth Cady Stanton read the Declaration and then made a radical suggestion that the document should also demand a woman's right to vote. At that time, no women were allowed to vote anywhere on the planet. Even many of the other women there objected to the idea, thinking it was useless to ask for something impossible. Reaction to the convention in the press and the pulpit was mostly negative. A Philadelphia newspaper declared, "A woman is nobody, a wife is everything. The ladies of Philadelphia are resolved to maintain their rights as wives, belles, virgins, and mothers." It would be 72 years later, in 1920, before women would be granted the right to vote. Only one of the signers of the original Declaration of Sentiments was living at the time. It's the birthday of firearms manufacturer Samuel Colt, born in Hartford, Connecticut, 1814. When he was 21, he perfected a working version of a revolver with a multi-shot barrel, which he patented. He also designed a rifle and formed a company to manufacture both of the firearms. Colt produced most of the pistols used during the Civil War, and the company's six-shot, single-action Peacemaker model, introduced in 1873, became the most famous sidearm of the West. It's the birthday of French Impressionist artist Edgar Degas, born in Paris, 1834, after he became completely blind in one eye and nearly so in the other, he began to work in sculpture, which he called a blind man's art. Degas remained a bachelor his entire life, saying, "There is love and there is work, and we only have one heart." And here's a poem by Edna St. Vincent Millay titled "Dirge Without Music." "I am not resigned to the shutting away of loving hearts in the hard ground. So it is, and so it will be, for so it has been, time out of mind. Into the darkness they go, the wise and the lovely, crowned with lilies and with laurel they go, but I am not resigned. Lovers and thinkers, into the earth with you, be one with the dull, the indiscriminate dust. A fragment of what you felt, of what you knew, a formula, a phrase remains, but the best is lost. The answers, quick and keen, the honest look, the laughter, the love, they are gone to feed the roses. Elegant and curled is the blossom, fragrant is the blossom, I know, but I do not approve. More precious was the light in your eyes than all the roses in the world. Down, down, down into the darkness of the grave, gently they go, the beautiful, the tender, the kind. Quietly they go, the intelligent, the witty, the brave. I know, but I do not approve, and I am not resigned." Dirge Without Music, a poem by Edna St. Vincent Millay from her collected poems published by Harper Perennial and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, offering poetry podcasts to listen to and thousands of poems to read at poetryfoundation.org. This is Billy Collins for the Writer's Almanac, hoping you'll join us next time.